not on anybody's side. We don't have to shoot him. And grass?
Primary, over the top. Secondary, down the road, tertiary, in the river.
Mm-hmm.
I won't get track you through the water, set the fish. Sarah's headed off to nursing school next month. She saw that herself.
It's beautiful.
You sure this is a peacekeeping mission? Normally there isn't any peace to start with. This shit's awful calm.
Visual confirmation of TS-129's current position.
Mission accomplished in route to extract site. Distance, click, over.
Command post, this is Viper. I have friendly forces moving towards extraction point, over.
Heads up, our boys are coming through.
Viper, this is CP. Be advised, possible hostile forces approaching TS-129 at their 12 o'clock.
Call them out.
Target. Sector Bravo, deep. Vehicle, belt type weapon.
Range it.
Yards and closing. Wind, 3/4 value. Push to left. 900 yards. Wide spot on the road.
On target.
Whole scope. Fire when ready.
Command post, this is Viper. Hostile threat down. Over.
Viper, this is command post.
Call it in. It's time to go.
Command post, this is Viper. Mission accomplished. Packing up.
Shit.
Viper, be advised. Larger hostile forces approaching your sector, Bravo.
We're supposed to be hostiles that close. Crooked 3. 675. 30 miles an hour. 3 mil lead. Machine gun, 900, 3/4 value. Fire when ready. FA, 920, 3/4 value.
I see it, Donnie, see it.
Fire when ready.
They don't know where we are,
so they might get lucky.
Command post, this is Viper. Enemy forces have been stopped. Break. Friendlies are continuing on to extract point. Break. We're receiving small arms and indirect fire from hostile troops. Break.
Command post, do you read me?
Shut it down. They're highly trained men 8 kilometers inside a country we are not supposed to be in. I'm sure they'll get out just fine. Shut it down now.
Radio check, read me.
Okay, wrap it up. Let's go.
Back it up.
Tell the troops that they didn't have air support.
Call it in.
Shit! The channel's down. It's impossible. The complete's dead.
They left us here.
Don't worry, we're getting home.
Oh!
Come on, boy! Come on, Sam!
What are you doing,
huh?
What are you doing?
Come on. Boy, I got nothing. Come on, let's go.
They're trying to sell us today. Good
boy. Gunnery Sergeant Bob Lee Swagger, USMC, retired. He's the best there is.
His last assignment went wrong. Went in unfriendly territory on a loanout and left as expendable. Opposing force sent an attack helicopter and a 100-man company. His best friend and spotter was killed. No official report.
Well, Ghost report says he inflicted 70% casualties. The rest fled.
The agency asset that left them there to die? Suddenly removed from the face of the earth 2 weeks after. They never laid it at Bob Lee's feet. He retired a week later.
I guess Bob Lee didn't think he was expendable. Grows and shoots his own food.
Yeah, he rarely ventures out at all.
But this is a man with a history of duty and patriotism. Not his punchlines, but his core beliefs.
Right.
Some people don't know what to do when their belief system collapses. Bob Lee is one of those.
You sure, boy?
Nope. I ain't buying. I don't want any. You guys, turn around and go back to wherever you came from.
Bob Lee Swagger. My name is Colonel Isaac Johnson. You're a hard man to find.
I'm not hard enough.
Come a long way to see you. We have some business need your attention.
You want to use your low gear going down the road, he breaks and go.
Come on.
Don't do that. Come to the porch, I'd invite you to have to shoot the dog. It's a slow draw you got there. Sure you want to do that? Shoot a dog in this county in a man's land, I'd bury you in the hill. Tell the sheriff a month or two later, he understands.
Take your hand off your weapon. Slowly. So the gunnery sergeant doesn't have to bury you in the hill. I don't carry a gun. You know what that is?
Congressional Medal of Honor. They don't hand those out easy. Yours?
Yeah. Your father had one, didn't he?
What'd you do?
Something foolhardy. Get some other boys alive. Will you give me 5 minutes?
Yeah, your dog stays outside.
Get it.
I need you to plan a presidential assassination.
Who's president?
I was. I didn't say execute. Plan. So it can be stopped. There's going to be an attempt on the life of the president in the next 2 weeks. Code was broken on an anonymous transmission. It was internal. We can't go to the usual agencies. The government itself has been penetrated. The president has 3 public engagements during that time. Baltimore, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. Standard Secret Service protective cordon is out to 880 yards. But this intercept claims that the shot would be taken from beyond a mile. We need you to scout Tell us how you would do it so we can stop it. I'm not entirely convinced that a shot like this could be made. Let's not take the chance. Your longest shots were never confirmed.
That's because long shots generally go places you wouldn't want to have to go afterwards to confirm them. Confirmation is a death poke's problem. You know what it takes to make a shot at that range? Everything comes into play that far. Humidity, elevation, temperature, wind, spin drift. There's a 6 to 10 second flight time, so you have to shoot it where the target's going to be. Even the Coriolis effect, the spin of the earth, comes into play. Present be wearing body armor, that means a headshot. At over a mile, you believe there's a shooter involved capable of making this shot?
Yes.
Well, then you got a real problem. You need to find the shooter.
That's being worked on from another direction. We need you to do this.
Don't really like the president much. Didn't like the one before that much either.
You like the idea of the president? Living in a free country? Do we allow America to be ruled by thugs?
Sure, some years we do.
I believe you stood before a flag and solemnly swore that you support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I think your 5 minutes is up.
Listen to me, son. I don't want you to turn on the TV next week and see the president dead and know you could have done something about it. Don't do that to yourself.
Is that the new one? The truck. You got the big engine in there?
Wow, look at that, huh? 8-liter V8. It ain't so big. EPA doesn't even bother to give you the gas mileage for it.
You mind? I'll take a picture. It's beautiful.
Someone would be if it's not my night or day.
You see what he did?
He didn't need a photo of the engine.
No, he doesn't give a rat's ass about the engine. He's trained in counter intel, backed up far enough to take a picture of the plates.
This is our guy.
I thought he turned you down.
He said yes. Just doesn't know it yet.
Peace, yeah. Think the president ought to worry?
he'll be fine. Just feed him once a day. Read him a few ballistics tables. He looks lonely. Yep, I'm out.
Hey, buddy.
Okay. You be able to tough it out without me for a couple days? Huh?
Out of the three cities, there's only one with a reasonably high chance of success. There's no room in Baltimore. The street isn't wide enough to crack for the windage. Buildings are in the way. D.C.'s a pure suicide mission. I mean, unless you're sure your shooter's interested in 70 virgins waiting from the afterlife, I'd rule that out. Shots got to be taken from Philly, from beyond 1,800 yards, so it's one of six possible locations, approximately five stories above the president's location. The flight time of the bullet that distance is 5 to 6 seconds. I have to wait till he takes the podium, several lines into a speech. That way he'd be completely static, obviously, at his most exposed. Shot requires a large caliber weapon. Expect the bullet to be handmade, bronzed alloy, turn on lathe, slightly lower ballistics coefficient, touch more slippery, at least that's what I would do.
You can kill him from that far away.
A mile and a half, the bullet's going to strike with more energy than a .44 Magnum point blank. Yeah, I think you can kill him. Challenge is the wind. Lightest breeze uncorrected at that distance is enough to ruin the shot. He's going to need indicators between the podium and the shooting position. Velocity corrections are easy, but an angle change, that becomes a trig problem. He's got to do that in his head on the fly. That was something to gauge. The shot's just too tough to make, Cold War.
Impressive recon and report, son. Move too soon, we lose him. We want to take him alive. If we don't know who hired him, it could just happen again. We'll have 6 three-man teams standing by. Gunnery Sergeant Swagger, a moment. You've done your country a great service, son. On the day.
Listen.
You're one of the few people who knows what to look for. I could use a spotter. sneaks in 20 minutes. Notify our teams. Check their positions.
Sir.
In a country, the United States of America, that changed the world. Philadelphia is our home. We are
now listing Brooks. Flashlight's current location is approaching checkpoint Jason. All sniper teams, send update on your SIP. Stand by. Yes, I have a clear line of sight.
All clear. There's really nothing going on here.
A BP Yoke. The president will be awarding the Philadelphia Brotherhood Medal to His Grace Desmond Mutombo, the Archbishop of Ethiopia.
There's been some controversy surrounding the Archbishop as he's been speaking out regarding the atrocities in his country. He plans to meet with the president right after the ceremony to discuss these matters.
These are great times. These are historic times. And these are troubled times as well. This method.
Yellow ribbons.
Yeah, people put those up to remember the troops.
No, the titles low around trees. There's a windage flags. Rough the location how to put them in for a shot from the steeple.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, definitely. He knows what he's doing.
You guys got a team in place to take out the church?
They move right before the shot is taken, but his focus is elsewhere.
And it is our responsibility to fight these guns.
Flashlight has arrived. Say again, flashlight has arrived.
If you just joined us,
Officer Timmons, a local resource, Bob Lee Swagger.
It is a real honor to meet you.
You weren't snapped, officer.
Shit. Fuck. I don't want to lose that now, do I? Again, it's an honor.
Of our stewardship of this ring.
Got a guy in the collar?
The Archbishop of Ethiopia. Skinny the medal. Know it?
HOA. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I worked there. You know what to say about the first thing they'd feel when you shoot a civilian?
They call it your rifle?
Right.
Very original.
Thank you, Archbishop, for those inspiring...
The president speaks next. All teams stand by.
No wind to free, full value.
The president... Maybe
4.5 minutes of angle. 3 mil hole in case the wind dies. Loaded. Altitude, humidity, temperature. Accounted for.
In the city,
you gotta take them.
10 seconds.
Wind matches the setup. Take them now.
Send in the ERT team. Take out the steam.
Has the president been shot?
How could you miss? How could you fucking miss?
30 seconds clear out. Chase him down. He's bleeding. Kill him.
Come on.
Please help me. Please, please.
FBI, put your hands up.
Please.
Give me the keys. I didn't shoot the president. Simmons was a setup.
Help! FBI! Took my weapon in my car!
Don't worry, I already shot him twice. You all right?
DP-17, can you repeat the possible suspect description?
But negative, no further at this time. I'm taking it to 59, giving it my location. I am available at moment distance.
Copy that. This is Officer Timmons requesting backup, pursuing suspect in assassination. Now fleeing a stolen FBI vehicle. It's out in front of Diamond. Suspect is armed and dangerous, I repeat it. Suspect is armed and dangerous.
Called it in?
Right on time, like he was supposed to.
Before he shot him again.
Yeah, well, he's been hit twice, so unless he can stop the bleeding without going to the hospital or a doctor, it doesn't really matter.
You're gonna find him lying dead by a dumpster in an alley in 20 minutes.
Thank you.
black, government plate.
That guy in the front seat? I want the banks of this river lined for 30 miles 5 minutes ago.
All right, start the search downriver.
As retired Marine Gunnery Sergeant Bob Lee Swagger is being pursued by thousands of state and federal law enforcement personnel as we speak.
As the net begins to tighten nationwide, there is still no trace of Swagger. Nothing but an abandoned car has been found at the bottom of the Delaware River.
7-year veteran Philadelphia police officer Stanley Timmons, first to respond to the scene, is believed to have shot and injured Swagger. Early reports indicate that the assailant may have been hit as many as 2 times. Meanwhile, the FBI has been unwilling to comment on information that an agent of theirs was assaulted and disarmed by Swagger as he fled the scene, possibly in a stolen FBI vehicle. At this time, no sign of Swagger has been found.
You have embarrassed this office. You will be facing a review from the Office of Professional Responsibility.
Sir, well, I don't feel embarrassed. A force recon Marine Scout sniper disarmed me 3 weeks out of the academy. If anything, I feel lucky to be alive. Why did he say he didn't shoot the president?
Because he didn't.
Also, he said, you know, Timmons was a setup.
He never said that. City cop managed to spot, shoot this guy twice. You got your ass kicked. You're misremembering. That's normal under extreme stress events.
You given your official statement yet? Because I would be very cautious about what went in it.
Well, maybe I should wait for the report to come out, read it, and then remember.
There you go. Yes?
The raw feeds are in from the networks.
From Washington, D.C. and several locations in Philadelphia shows the suspect, Gunnery Sergeant Bob Lee Swagger, scouting shooting locations, traveling, and taking wind readings. As the net begins to tighten nationwide, there is still no trace of Swagger.
Excuse me.
Oh, can't sell you nothing. Just lost our power.
Please, I got cash. I mean, you can keep the change.
Ain't gonna be able to find nothing.
Please, all I need is a marinade needle, some salt, some sugar, a couple bottles of water.
How many?
Really nice Christian woman, but we don't take care of those things yet. Yeah, okay, well, see a Dr. Phil or something. Okay.
Federal agents today executed a search warrant in the Wind River Range of Wyoming, where Swagger had been living for several years. In the meantime, the FBI has been unwilling to comment as no sign of Swagger has been found.
Gas prices dropped.
Get anything? Where was this?
And, yes?
She thinks it was him, but it was dark because the power was out in the store.
What'd he buy?
Got him. Salt, sugar, water, and a marinade injector.
I don't know barbecue. Salt, water, injector could be used for an IV, but what's with the sugar? Whoa, hold that.
Well, sugar's been used to treat battlefield wounds for hundreds of years. It has something to do with osmotic pressure. It was popular during the Napoleonic War.
Uh-huh. You go into Howard's office in the Napoleonic War, he's going to put you on psych leave. Go back to your desk. He's saving your life.
bother you, ma'am?
I know who you are. You're Bob Lee. Swagger. Donnie's old partner.
I didn't shoot the president.
Well, no.
You do?
The president's not dead. Ethiopian Archbishop is.
I know somebody wants to shoot him. Look, you're a nurse, right?
No. No, that was Donnie's dream. I couldn't stand the blood. I teach the third grade.
Please.
Look, you should go.
Please. Please. I didn't do whatever they said I did. I swear. I'm in some bad trouble and I need some help. I wouldn't have come over here to lie to you. You still figuring on shooting me? I mean, that shotgun's a little long to bring up fast. Look, if you're gonna do it, just get it over with. I ain't got nowhere else to go.
Pull the truck in the garage. The neighbors will be up in a minute. You best call me Sarah. Yeah, neighbor's dog knocked over the trash cans and scared the hell out of me. Everything's fine. Thanks.
Okay.
Seems you call the police and hang up without saying anything. They call you back right away.
Should have come and seen you in person. Before.
Yeah, I read the letter. It's okay. And once a year, I bought the flowers. You don't look real good. I'm
supposed to be dead. A long night.
Why aren't you?
Well, the U.S. government spent a lot of time and money teaching me how not to die after they got done teaching me how to kill people.
How is it I'm supposed to help you?
You can do a run across stitch. Finish it with an embroidery knot.
Yeah.
You gotta try to spread it out. So look how hard you buy it all in one place. How can it be 3 years ago and it seems like 10?
Knowledge can be rough.
No one ever beats me in. You never left.
Everyone keeps telling me I'm crazy. Like I didn't see what I saw or heard what I heard. You're not crazy at all. You think I'm crazy? Like, where did all this stuff come from? At first I thought it was Washington, Guanaco. I checked and it didn't. It just magically arrived.
Cooperating agencies, ATF, NRO, places that don't even have initials. They cooperate in times of national emergency. You need to get some sleep.
You know that the first ballistics diagram got here 22 minutes after the shooting.
We're good at our jobs.
12 minutes after the shooting, there were still scrambling choppers. The scene was locked down. How did they get a reverse azimuth 10 minutes after that? I mean, we work for the federal government. We're not that good at our jobs. You want to see something?
Probably not.
I downloaded this. This is a full-scale printout of a Target Swagger shot 2 years ago at 1,000 yards. I punched in the holes myself. It was at a competition. I read an article that said Swagger shot a silver dollar at a grand. 5 shots at 1,000 yards, an inch and a half spread, an inch and a half.
That was the capital of the United States.
That's the flag behind the president. It's barely waving. This is the wind speed and direction according to the National Weather Service at the time of the shot. I did the math. Now, how does a man who can do that miss by 2.5 feet at 2,000 yards? I don't get it.
You've had a long night. Let it go and get some sleep.
You know, I saw Timmons interviewed. He said he was walking foot patrol, saw a rifle barrel sticking out of a window, went upstairs to investigate, and shot Swagger. No sniper sticks his rifle out of a window. They shoot from cover back in the room. It doesn't make any sense. I'm going to talk to Timmons.
No, you're not.
Why, because you're going to fire me if I do?
Timmons was killed by a mugger in an alley last night.
In a conspiracy, all loose ends are trimmed. Jack Ruby shoots Oswald.
Bad things happen to good people.
Yeah, not that quick, they don't.
I stopped the bleeding temporarily. It'll cut loose again. I don't know if the worst is the infection. You're going to have to open it up, cut out, and scrub away anything that's dead. Working your way out, sewing it together, and you have to try to make sure you don't reinfect it. You ready for this? I'm going to do all those witnesses pass out. Good luck, okay?
38 shot twice, no sign. Find me something.
You crawl into a hole and die.
He's not dead.
Tear apart his life again. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm hallucinating.
Something I need to tell you. Ralphie's dead.
Who's Ralphie?
Well, he said you shot your dog because you knew you weren't coming back.
I said that, huh? Sam. It's a good dog. Raise it from a pup.
You okay? What are you gonna do?
I'll get better. I'm gonna burn that playhouse down.
Play the grieving widow. It's been 3 years.
Just wonder if I'm not to shoot somebody who walks through that door without knocking, wondering where he's been.
Well, no. Nothing steady, no boyfriend. Stop chasing you. Never. They're never going to stop looking.
In the meantime, they need someone else to find. I'm going to give them him.
Excuse me?
Maybe a way to get two birds with that stone, too.
Swagger? The gun Donnie learned to hunt with when he was a kid. It ain't much, but it shoots true. I cleaned and oiled it before I put it away.
Sure.
Yeah. Why'd you go? When they came to see you.
They know which buttons to press. Still enough for a sucker. You press that Patriot button. I'll sit up in my chair and say which way you want to go, boss. And I ain't real proud of it.
but I ain't ashamed either. Yeah, I got a plan. I think I'm gonna need your help.
Okay. I'll do it.
I haven't even told you what it is yet.
I know.
Donnie, I should never.
What? Don't you dare. Don't you try and take that away from him. He knew exactly what he was doing when he enlisted. He knew exactly what he was doing when he enrolled in Scout Sniper training. He loved what he did. No one made him do it. That ain't yours to carry.
All right. I'm sorry I tried. FBI agent, using the Flesh Johnson out of his hiding place. Give him the vehicle ID number. He'll do what he's trained to do. You get in and get out. Don't get caught. You get caught, I get caught.
You know what that is? It says he didn't shoot no one, but I don't know. Well, he's been staying with me.
Who's been staying with you? Bob Lee Swagger?
The plates are probably fake. Pretty sure the other number's real.
What is this?
A VIN number. Seems no one can go through the trouble to change them anymore. And you're gonna sit real still until I'm long gone.
See the guy in the Eagles jacket?
Excuse me, sir. Can I see some ID, please?
Get your ass off the ground!
got you fired.
Well, I have to go before the Office of Professional Responsibility in 45 minutes for review. Well, I'm going to get fired anyway. I'm done worrying about that. What do you think?
I think that CNN got the tapes before we did. Already edited together to show the angles.
Who delivered them?
An unnamed agency who will never confirm or deny. They denied, which is a confirmation of sorts.
Of what?
You are asking questions way outside your pay grade.
Oh, come on, just tell me.
You don't want to be here for that review. They don't have to stop at firing you. They can charge you and hold you. The ASEX job comes with Delta clearance. Thank you. Go.
This is a copy of a chat room transcript. These guys talk about everything. I didn't give much thought at the time. We just traced it to a donut shop with free Wi-Fi. But this is a Delta level clearance request out of the FBI field office in Philadelphia 7 minutes ago. Funny thing, Google Maps puts the donut shop only 3 blocks away from the field office. There's only one guy who met with Swagger before he disappeared. He lives in Philly, and he works for the FBI.
Nicholas Memphis.
Strange company. Contracts with a lot of the Fortune 500. Offices in Virginia, Delaware, registered in Panama. They own a boat that's flagged out of Libya. They're definitely not government, but they have high ex-military contacts like you wouldn't believe. These are contractors. I can't tell what this is.
Hey!
Memphis.
For a man who didn't know much, you sure took a long, painful time to tell it. Get him some water. Gotta pee yet? Gotta flush them drugs out of your system. Look awful suspicious if you really gonna shoot yourself pumped full of the same shit the agency uses.
I'm not gonna shoot myself.
Sure you will. Take him out, get him ready.
That's my gun.
Yeah. You wrote a real touching suicide note, too. All overwrought with guilt about your mistakes. Quit your struggling. This thing works. It's not the first time we've used it.
Russo! Davis, get out here!
You're just like a goddamn fool.
Chances, I wanted you dead, you'd be dead. What kind of asshole would think up a thing like this? Not bad, but a poodle shooter makes you a silencer, huh? How many toss these boys in the water?
You shut me up, you used me as bait!
You think? Flushed them out, didn't it? I was kind of hoping to keep one alive, but they were kind of determined to kill you.
You can hire a good lawyer, and I'll call the bureau. They can work out some kind of deal. This is explainable. You can prove it. You didn't shoot the Archbishop.
I don't think you understand. These boys killed my dog.
Hey, this is the 21st century. You can't go to war with these people. In the end, the law is up.
In the end, the law will never catch and hold them. In a year or two, I'll be back in business. New names, new messenger boys, same old story. And I'll be dead. It's going to be some hard, hairy work, Pork. There's going to be more shooting and more people are going to die. Now, I didn't start it, but be sure as hell I mean to see it through. So you get it straight. You in or you out.
You know, I missed a meeting today where I was going to get fired from professional conduct because I was kidnapped by people that don't exist. I'll take his legs.
It's a good call, Port.
You're trying to tell me a rookie FBI agent overpowered and killed the three of them?
No. They were shot from a distance of about 200 yards. With a 22.
Swagger's alive.
Yes. And that young kid, FBI agent, Nick Memphis, who managed to pry out a Delta level clearance, hasn't come back to the office. And it's out there with him.
What?
I just went over Swagger's financials again. Once a year, he sent flowers to someone with his Visa card. I cracked the FTD database, got an address. Donnie Fenn's widow. Anniversary of his death. She went back to using her maiden name, which is why we missed it the first time. She's maybe the only person in the entire world that would believe anything that Swagger had to say. Look, Keene City, Kentucky. It's just within driving range.
What are you waiting for? Take the jet. We giving Swagger a new war? He's found a new spotter. This is about to get worse.
I think we're here. Hey, Swagger. I think we're here.
Welcome to Tennessee. Patriot state of shooting stuff.
Hey, who is this guy?
This guy was the greatest gunsmith east of the Mississippi. He's a legend. He knows more about guns than the people who shoot him than Smith & Wesson.
Don't really matter anymore. You know we're coming the last 3 miles. You mind your manners.
You boys come a long way. What you looking for?
Wisdom.
You come to the wrong place.
Maybe. Same man wanted to fire a bullet from one rifle and have it match exactly to another. Could that be done?
Take a seat. Have a chair, son. If you could get a bullet that had been shot clean through the first rifle, could make the grooves match. Kind of thing ain't been done in a long time, though.
The bullet that was taken out of the Archbishop was completely mangled on impact. FBI match was metallurgical.
Thank you, Mother.
Yeah, but you couldn't guarantee that going in, so they had to be sure, and I still can't figure out how they could be.
Good coffee?
Yeah.
Look on your left there. Second shelf down. Red leather spine. Written by a guy named Schofield. Put it there 15 years ago. Don't figure it's moved since then. Yeah, paper patching. State of the art, 1870s Africa. Paper wrapped bullet. No metal on metal going down the barrel. Grooves would match. Paper unwinds at the muzzle. Leaves no traces when it hits. Interesting question, though. Hope I satisfied you.
Yeah, I got another one.
I thought you might.
Suppose I was looking for a man to make a 2200 yard cold bore shot.
Who's alive that could do that?
Seems I heard about a shot like that being made not too long ago. Said the guy's name was Bob Lee Swagger. Never met the man, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, they said that, all right.
They also said that artificial sweeteners were safe, and WMDs were in Iraq, and Anna Nicole married for love. Would have been a bad job to take, though.
How come?
Whoever took that shot's probably dead now. That's how conspiracy works. Them boys on the grassy knoll, they were dead within 3 hours. Buried in the damn desert, unmarked graves out past Terralingua.
And you know this for a fact?
Still got the shovel.
Sake of argument, somebody other than him?
There was a guy in Russia. They locked his ass up. Nothing in France. I know he's dead. There was one guy, but he don't shoot no more. A brutal son of a bitch. Most boys shoot to kill, he'd shoot to wound. Wait till his friends come to help. Kill them too. Turn one target into four. Men, women, children, killed them by the hundreds. The other side wanted him. Bad. Finally narrowed his hide down to an abandoned six-story building. They quit the subtle tactics. They called in an artillery strike. Leveled a square block. Brought the building down on his ass. Some say he crawled out of there. Some say he died. Never heard from him no more.
Fuck me.
What?
I met the son of a bitch.
Yeah, the world ain't what it seems, is it, Gunny?
No, sir.
You keep that in mind. The moment you think you got it figured, you're wrong.
You got a name?
Hey, it's me, Nick.
Do you have any idea how much trouble we're in?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Nick, where are you?
It's better I don't tell you.
Look.
Do you have a pen?
I need you to find someone. Michaela Serbia.
Yeah.
You got it?
I got it.
Yeah, this is hard to spell.
Swagger is gonna go with what he knows. He'll try to track the shooter.
He won't get far that way.
Yes, he will.
How's that?
We're gonna help him. Sometimes to catch a wolf, you need to tie the babe to a tree.
And what happens to the bait?
Hard to say. But that's the nature of being the bait.
Find him.
He's in Virginia.
And then we thought was tied up came untied. Meaning, Colonel, Swagger is still alive. Oh, my. I need to land a transport plane without a customs check.
I'm certain I don't want to know, but what's on the plane?
Crew we use in Ethiopia? 24 good, hard men. Weapons and gear.
Only 24? Do kill him. No loose ends this time. Night, Colonel.
Good night, Senator.
Hello? Someone there?
Thank you.
if it's a trap?
Oh, it's a trap. Guaranteed. Every time. Question is for whom?
You got your list, right?
Yeah.
All right, you make sure you stick to it.
Okay, so what are these for again?
All right, tear gas is going to be on my remote.
Right.
Napalm on the first four. Pipe bombs on the rest of them. You'll be very careful with these. It's got a 15-foot kill radius.
So what exactly are we getting ready for?
As much as we can be.
You got four enemy combatants. Take them one by one. Keep shooting. Don't let anything distract you.
Fuck!
Didn't I say don't let anything distract you? Slow, smooth, smooth is fast. Let's see it.
Three guards, one at your 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. Danger close, 2 o'clock, 50 yards. Yards closing. Thank you.
fire. You got one above on the roof.
All three?
There were four. I want Johnson's real name. I want to know who he works for. I want to know why it was worth going through that much effort to kill the Archbishop. Aren't you the one that shot him?
And if I don't know any of those things?
Then you're of no worth to me and might as well shoot you now and leave.
Johnson's had a lot of names. Don't know one's any more real than the next. Knowing would only be dangerous. His ex-army. Pretty sure he was a full-bird colonel.
Go on.
They came for me like they came for you. Recruitment for a single job. They like the wounded. Easier to use. And then throw away when you are done. Demons, you, me. Once you've been a wolf, it's hard to be staked down like a goat. This is just one dead man talking to another.
The Archbishop?
You want to take all suspicions away when you shoot someone? Wait till he's standing next to the president.
What was he going to say?
The truth, that nothing, no matter how horrible, ever really happens without the approval of the government, over there and here. The problem isn't the doing. It's the people in power having to admit that they knew. The prisoners are tortured at Abbey Grape, and only the underlings go to jail. Their bosses knew. We know their bosses knew, but you don't say it.
What exactly happened in Africa?
Somehow the villagers didn't think that an oil pipeline was a good enough reason to move their village to a place where the spirit gods didn't exist. Drink?
They asked them all nicely to move them, and they didn't. They just killed them all?
No. They didn't ask. They just killed them. Oh. So the next village won't need to be asked. Just go. There is a mass grave with 400 bodies. Men, women, children, under the oil pumping station, 10 kilometers over the Eritrean border. You should know. You cover the retreat of the contractors who did the job. Of course, you were supposed to survive that dinner.
Who runs Johnson?
Senator from Montana, I think. You don't get it. There is no head to cut off. It's a conglomerate. If one of them betrays the principles of the accrual of money and power, the others betray him. What it is human weakness. You can't kill that with a gun. Keep you till they got here. Lying wasn't going to hold you. You would have known. By the way, they've got your woman.
Swagger, there's 20 yards in closing. You gotta get out of there.
Bug out, go to hide too.
Roger that.
Hey, calm down. Pull the pipe pumps outside of my call, okay? You got it? Listen very carefully. On my one, you blow the pipe bombs, then the gas. 3, 2, 1.
Five shots left. Gotta draw that bird out.
Okay. Okay.
I might cover, all right?
Okay. All right, go!
Beautiful. See this weird shootout in Virginia?
Sir,
you got to talk to helicopter remnants, blood, no bodies, though, right? They get fingerprints off the cartridge cases. First set positively ID'd as Bob Lee Swagger. Second set belongs to Special Agent Nick Memphis of the FBI.
Well, that's got to be wrong.
Now, the only reasonable question to ask after that is, what the fuck is going on?
Great shot!
I'm beginning to think that you were the wrong man for the job.
Think what you want. It appears we misjudged the gunnery sergeant. There's always a confused soul that thinks one man can make a difference. And you have to kill him to convince him otherwise. That's the hassle with democracy.
We need those results now. Anna, you guys, you take a team. Anna, to the roadhouse. Okay, I don't care who it is right now. I don't give. Guys, shh.
We got Memphis on the line. Story trace. Got it. Got it.
Nick, hey, it's Howard here. How are you?
Things have gotten a little complicated. I got Bob Lee Swaggart in custody.
Yeah, turns out he's
not dead, Howard.
Yeah, no, where did that possibility be
going to reach us?
Got him.
Were you in a gunfight in Virginia last night?
Like I said, things have gotten a little complicated.
Well, obviously,
the best thing for you would be to bring him in, right?
I know.
I can't do that.
Why?
It's gotten too deep.
It's not clear who can be trusted.
But we're the FBI, son.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'll keep in touch.
Oh, Nick, wait. Did we get that?
Got him.
Let's move.
They're on an interstate outside Bozeman, Montana.
Move. Swagger.
Colonel Johnson here.
Figured you'd be listening.
It appears you have nowhere to go.
Colonel? If it is, Colonel.
It is. I have something you want.
Well, it seems so do I.
Over the Eritrean border, there is a mass grave with 400 bodies. Men, women, children.
Tell you what, give it to you and we'll call it even. I just want someone there I can trust.
I'm amenable. Who do you have in mind?
But that guy from U2 with the glasses. Friend of Nelson Mandela and all. He seems trustworthy.
Bono? You want them to get Bono?
My colleague's questioning my choice, okay? Yeah, that could be a tough problem. You know, last minute and all. How about six-term Senator Charles Meacham
from Montana? Seems like a pretty good second choice, don't you think?
I don't think so.
I'll provide you with two numbers, then we'll talk. 0.732, 0.648.
And what the hell is that?
Those are the last three digits on a few meters of latitude and longitude of an oil pipeline pumping station in Eritrea with 400 bodies underneath.
Where are we meeting?
Somewhere I can see you. Coming from a goddamn long way off.
broke a rib. Don't move! Is there anybody else?
No.
Kills her. You got no shot. No shot, Swagger. Hear that, Swagger? You got no shot. God, he went for the shot.
How can we help you?
Guest at the motel last night gave me $100 to bring us by here at 3 p.m.
I don't carry a weapon. Ordinarily, I'm licensed to carry that in the state.
Pull the pilot.
Put your weapon down. Put it down.
Put your gun down.
Give me the gun. It's okay. Give me the gun. Okay.
Get him up. Keep him up.
Nice shooting, Gunny.
Yeah, you got what you came for. I think it's time you owe us your side of the bargain.
Do, huh?
Yes, I do, son. I certainly do. Why don't we think about all this that is going on just as a preamble? You got any plans after this? You have a rather unique skill set. I'd be interested in offering you a job.
Work. For you.
It's not really as bad as it seems. It's all going to be done in any case. You might as well be on the side that gets you well paid for your efforts.
And what side are you on?
There are no sides. There's no Sunnis and Shiites. There's no Democrats and Republicans. There's only haves and have-nots.
What exactly does working for you entail, Senator? Huh? Raping and murdering innocent women and children, you sick fuck? You sanctioned the mass murder of an entire village so a pipeline could go through.
One village! And it brought stability to the region, which means that no one chops off their arms because their grandmother's grandfather belonged to a different tribe. They like us down there, boy. This is a country where the Secretary of Defense can go on TV
and tell the American public, oh, that this is about freedom, it's not about oil. And nobody questions him, because they don't want to hear the answer, because it's a lie. There's only so many places at the table, Gunny. Now, are you on the inside, or are you on the out?
It's the FBI.
It's going to be okay. Hold this.
One of them betrays the principles of the...
I don't think so, Senator.
What are you doing?
Saving our lives.
That proved you were innocent.
Nobody out here is innocent. This stuff's plutonium. Nobody can handle it without dying. You hand it over to the authorities, it's just going to disappear along with us. Unless you want to get buried in the hills outside Terra Lingua. I'm out, old man. I'm just a peckerwood who lives in the hills with too many guns. You happy?
Woo!
Where do you think you're going?
Washington. You gonna shoot a sitting U.S. senator in the back?
Lord knows I wanna.
I didn't think so.
Let him go.
Got your rifle. From the beginning, they've always had your rifle. We covered at the site. You can talk as much as you want, but in the end, you're going to die by lethal injection. And I'm going to go back to what I was doing. I won. You lost. Get used to the idea, son.
I'm not your son.
Sorry about everything.
It's not your fault. It is what it is.
This is Attorney General Rustert. Director Brent.
Sir.
Senator Meacham couldn't be with us today. I'm sure we can manage without him. Sergeant Swagger, you asked for this meeting. Against my better judgment, I've agreed to it as a favor to the FBI.
What the hell am I doing here? You've got nothing on me. I'm covered. Call a joint chief.
That won't be necessary, Colonel, as I have already received no less than a dozen calls from highly ranked and powerfully placed individuals telling me to let you go. But the joy of checks and balances in our government is that I can, and am indeed required by law to tell them to fuck off. This is about evidence and finding out the truth, so you sit there and be quiet. Sergeant, you've got 5 minutes.
Thank you. This is my weapon. No question about it. Don't deny it. You recovered it at the scene moments after the assassination. We agree. It's been the FBI's possession ever since. Hadn't been tampered with in any way.
No, absolutely not.
You fired the weapon?
There's no point. The slug was mangled beyond recognition. It was, however, an exact metallurgical match.
All right. Definitely my bullets. Definitely my gun. Special Agent Memphis, you believe I shot that Archbishop?
No. No, I don't.
You have any proof of this fact?
No.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Really trust me.
Yeah.
With your life?
Yep.
Good.
What the hell are you doing?
Put that weapon down now.
For 0 for 600. Gotta aim a little lower.
Ain't gonna make a difference. It's close. Only thing that's gonna make a difference is whether I'm crazy or not.
Oh.
keep doing this all day. With every weapon in my house. I swapped all the firing pins before I left the house. I always do. Looks right, need a micrometer to tell. But the gun don't shoot. That bullet you got out of that bishop was fired from my weapon, but a week before at a can of stew. I did take an oath to defend this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Just didn't figure it'd end up quite this involved. But at the end of the day, when all the dust settles, you can't hide from the truth, you son of a bitch.
Whatever. Who gives a shit? Nice presentation, but none of it sticks to me. Gentlemen, this meeting is over. Done. I'll be seeing you.
He's right. There's nothing to prove he did anything.
In this country.
Sir, just take a look at these. These images are from a classified file showing a village of people in Africa that were exterminated by the colonel and his associates.
My God, look around you. This is in the Horn of Africa. That's all hearsay. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I'm free to go.
Colonel, your moral compass is so fucked up, I'll be shocked if you manage to find your way back to the parking lot. Regardless of how I feel about this, these events occurred in another country outside of our laws.
So that's it? That's the best you can do?
This isn't the world court, Sergeant. And I don't have the jurisdiction to detain the colonel for crimes he may or may not have committed on another continent.
Sir, I urge you to reconsider.
There's nothing to reconsider, son.
I win. You lose. Again.
This is ridiculous.
It's turned out any more than you do. But this is the world we live in. And justice does not always prevail. It's not the Wild West where you can clean up the streets with a gun. Even though sometimes that's exactly what's needed. Bob Lee Swagger, you're free to go. Unshackled, Sergeant.
Quite a shot, silly. In the face.
You heard that expression.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know whether to share or go blind.
You should have seen the look on the Attorney General's face.
Did he give his checks and balance of speech? This is about evidence and the truth.
And then you just said to him, fuck you.
Hey, my cigar, Mr. A.G.
Fuck you. The truth is what I say it is.
You know, you got to be out of the country in the morning. I'm going to Ecuador.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're having a... We're having some problems with the locals. We have our personnel on the ground ready to neutralize the problem, but well, they've requested you.
It's solvable. They requested you.
Swagger.
Turn off the lights.
Get my car.
Where is he?
Uh. under the floor.
It was them. It was them.
Come on, damn it. Just wait a minute. Hold it just a minute. Hold it. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your damn mind? I am a United States senator.
Exactly.
Back.